30 years ago, empire still. It has been over 30 long, distant years since U.S. helicopters were ditched into the tropical waters of the South China Sea as their sister birds whirled over the last American colonial outpost of Saigon, fleeing the city as communist tanks roared down the city's main street. Much has been said about the ephemeral lessons of Vietnam in the corporate media, but one wonders, which lessons? In those 30 years, we have seen the expansion of empire and the intentional ignorance of Vietnam as this government seeks to wash it from collective memory. Have we learned about the impossibility of imposing puppets on other people? In Vietnam, President Johnson gave his personal commitment to Premier Quynh Cao Ky and General Nguyen Van Thieu that the U.S. would support their military regime and staged an election to give it democratic trappings. The New York Times of September 4, 1967, reported U.S. surprise at how well the recent elections went. United States officials were surprised and heartened today at the size of turnout in South Vietnam's presidential election, despite a Viet Cong terrorist campaign to disrupt the voting. According to reports from Saigon, 83% of the 5.85 million registered voters cast their ballots yesterday. Many of them risked reprisals threatened by the Viet Cong. How surprisingly similar these words from 38 years ago sound to us today. Change Vietnam into Iraq and Viet Cong into Islamists, and it could have been written yesterday, literally. If that is so, what is the lesson from Vietnam? We're but an echo of what came before, with recycled lies used over and over again to pull the young into service of the empire in defense of mass murder and government industrial corruption. Has the media learned that it cannot blindly follow the dictates of military and government officials when it comes to matters of war and peace? Has the nation's cultural leaders learned that it's important to not bend their will to the winds of the national mood? Has the judiciary learned that war is ever the enemy of liberty, and it is wrong to unleash the police power against whole ethnic and religious communities? Have politicians learned that wars cannot be built on the tissue of lies? What have we learned? Not a damn thing. And as we've learned nothing, so we continue to stumble and fall into the traps of the past, into the eternal trap of empire, when some people believe they are divinely meant to rule over others. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.